Welcome to another episode of Happy Being Well, guys. Today we have an exciting episode, and one of the reasons why I am so passionate about happybeingwell.com is we're going to be talking about lifestyle and environment. Before we dive deep, here is a message from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com. Happybeingwell.com carries the best selection of natural products for your self-care pleasures, including high fashion, high comfort yoga leggings, crystals, sage, natural candles, natural soaps, natural face masks, and more. Go to happybeingwell.com to subscribe to our newsletter and get 10% off your purchase, including free shipping in the USA.
Welcome back. So today we're going to be talking about lifestyle and environment. Just a few simple adjustments to your lifestyle and environment can reap many benefits for your health and vitality. Making these changes is part of the process of taking more care of yourself. By organizing your work and leisure more effectively, you will feel on top of your problems and more in control of your life. While relaxing our minds teaches us to appreciate the present and not to worry unduly about the future, it does not mean that we should not think about the day ahead of us. It is common not to take stock of how we live in the short to medium term. Yet spending little time to plan the day or the week ahead can make a big difference to how healthy our lifestyle is, both physically and mentally. One of the most fundamental changes we can make to improve our well-being is to our diet. Making a record of what you consume over a few days can be a real eye-opener, and balancing your diet should be a priority. The changes may feel strange at first, but the benefits to your life should soon become apparent, and the alterations will soon cease to seem like sacrifices. The amount of exercise that people undertake in the developed world is far below what is considered a healthy level for an adult. Yet it is surprising how easy it can be to incorporate an effective amount into your daily routine, as well as exercises that you can perform in the morning or early evening. Most people find it easy to incorporate more walking into their working day, for example. With work being one of the most causes of stress in our lives, it is not surprising that it is also one of the most fruitful areas of change. From the moment your alarm goes off in the morning to the time you return home in the evening. Paradoxically, planning short breaks at work and knowing how to switch off at the end of the day can lead to a more productive day in the long term. And if our homes are where we go to relax, it is sensible to make them as tranquil as possible, especially if you spend time at home during the day. You can try lighting candles, having aromatherapy in your home, having beautiful items such as roses. And if you're too busy to always tend to fresh flowers, you can buy preserved roses that last a very long time. Just make the spa in your home. You can have a tranquil spa-like experience right in your home. And most importantly, when we pick up items for aromatherapy or candles, we need to make sure that they are all natural. We don't want to be ingesting chemicals, whether they're in the air or on our bodies. And you can pick up all those items at happybeingwell.com, all organic products for your body and home. Our daily lives and the world around us may seem full of sources of stress. Yet with planning, thought, and positive outlook, we can make every aspect and every situation a source of peace, pleasure, and tranquility. So having a positive outlook is really, really important to get through challenges in life. Always ask yourself, you know, why is this happening? What's the lesson to be learned? How is this making me grow? And how can I take this as leverage for something to fuel it into more success for me? What is it that I need to be better at? Always ask yourself those questions. There's always a silver lining. You know, and just it takes just 10 minutes out of your day. I know most people now are working from home, and it's so, so vital just to take 10 minutes of stretching, doing yoga or Pilates, you know, throughout our workday, take a break, or it could just be in the morning to before you start your workday. It will improve your health and fitness and give you more energy throughout the day. So always take the opportunity to slow down and enjoy the many things each day has to offer. So that's it for today, guys. And if you enjoyed this episode, subscribe and share it out with your friends and family. And when you use podcast 25, you get 25% off all leggings at happybeingwell.com and free shipping in the USA. Sending lots of love and light, and be happy being well.